Well, Dion's just been a great player here for a long time, so it's always great to see him back. I was hoping it would happen. So, you know, there's just a lot of stability that, you know, he's that kind of player, dependable, consistent. So we'll see what kind of role he plays.
Tom, can you just talk about trying to bounce back after last week's
Yeah, I mean, we hate to lose, obviously. But that's part of football. You don't win them all. So, you know, you got to find ways to be mentally tough enough to really put it behind you and move forward and try to be better this week. Because obviously what we did last week wasn't good enough. And we got to try to find ways to execute better and score more points. And you know, we're playing a very good team that challenges us in all three phases. One of the best teams in the league over, you know, a long period of time. So it'll be a fun game for the players. I'm looking forward to it.
Defense, and I know you respect Ed Reed and all those guys at
times. Yeah, I sure do. They're very, very talented players. They play well within their scheme. They complement each other very well. They're very physical. They're very tough. They're very smart. You know, you have to, and they really take advantage of bad offensive plays. I think more so than anything, they really capitalize on mistakes. So we got to try to limit our mistakes. We got to try to be really consistent with what we're doing, communicate well. And so we're all on the same page. And, you know, we really just don't go out there and hand them the ball like we've done plenty of times over the last few years. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Dean. He was a great coach here, and, you know, he's got those guys playing well. So he's been in that system and knows those players. And, you know, they got a lot of playmakers, and I think he's great at using those guys, really doing what they do best. And, you know, Ray's a big-time playmaker. Ed Reed is. Haloti. Darius Webb's turned into, you know, one of the best corners in the league. So they got a whole group of players that can really – you know, wreak havoc. And I think Dean does a great job putting those guys in a position where they're able to make those plays. And it's not so scheme oriented where, you know, sometimes Ray's out of a play. No, Ray's in every play. I'm sure that's just the way he wants it too.
So it's not a whole different set of circumstances from what Pagano did. It's guys who do your thing and I'll just tweak a little bit here and there.
Well, I mean, the base of their defense has been the same way for a long time. You know, every coordinator probably has a little different flavor. How they play us, you know, we don't know that. I mean, they're going to have their own game plan. I'm sure it's not going to look like the Eagle game plan. They'll have, you know, probably their core things they do and some tweaks, some different looks, some different blitz looks. You know, and like last week, we'll probably have to make some adjustments over the course of the game because it's still early in the year and things really haven't played out. I mean, you know, you don't have your whole playbook in, so to speak. So you're just trying to find ways to, you know, they're trying to find ways to screw us up a little bit and vice versa.
If Aaron Hernandez can't play, what is the offense miss with him not on the field? And in turn, what are your thoughts on Kellen Winslow?
Well, I just met Kellen yesterday for the first time, so you know, I'm excited to get out there and practice with him today and think he's eager to get started too. So Aaron, you know, Aaron's been a huge contributor for us, and every time he's in there, he's, you know, seems to be making plays. And you know, we'll see, you know, how it goes, you know, without him or with him. I don't know. It's just a matter of, you know, him feeling well enough to go out there to be able to play.
Did their defense just step up without Terrell Suggs? Because he's hard to replace, but they seem to be staying on the right track. Did they just step up?
They got a great, you know, their defense, it's interesting because over the years they've lost key players and they filled different guys in and different guys play different roles. And I mean, he's a phenomenal player. You know, he's been very durable over his career. We've played him, you know, multiple times. But, you know, they're still getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, creating different blitz schemes to get pressure. Haloti Ngata's, you know, can be almost impossible to block at times. You know, they like to get their safeties involved. They like to get their, you know, Ladarius Webb involved. I mean, everybody's a blitzer. I mean, that's the kind of scheme it is. It's, you know, there's different playmakers, and they know how to use them, and they know what they like. And you know, I'd like to blitz a lot of those guys, too, with how effective they are, you know, at getting to the quarterback.
Tom, can you ground running necessarily like it has in years past?
We've just been inconsistent, I'd say, you know, with our execution. I think there's plays out there to be made that, you know, we're trying to make, and I don't think it's through lack of effort. It's just a matter of execution. So hopefully we, you know, can improve this week in practice and put on a better performance, you know, this week as opposed to last.
Do you think too big of a deal has been made out of the Wes Walker stuff?
I don't pay attention to it. So I, you know, I love Wes, and he's a great player on this team and has been since the day he arrived. So nothing's changed in my mind.
You welcome the challenge of, I'm sure they've had this game circled on the calendar, at least the fans, after what happened last season. But going into that environment, welcoming that challenge and finding out about a lot of the guys in that locker room and what you have, again, moving forward.
Well, we've been on the, you know, we went on the road in Tennessee, and that was, you know, the opener, and that was a pretty, you know, they've had a bunch of sellouts, so I think we've had a little experience on the road. This place is a little different. You know, we've only really played there one time. Which was, you know, a tough battle, 60-minute game. I mean, it always comes down to the end with these guys. It's, you know, I don't think we've ever had an easy game against these guys. They make you earn every yard you get, and certainly communication's an issue when you go on the road. And, you know, we'll be pumping the crowd music in at practice today, and, you know, you'll hear that from, you know, downtown Foxborough with how loud it is. But we're going to try to simulate not being able to hear and still doing a good job of communicating and really being on the same page. So that's part of winning on the road. I mean, you're bringing however many guys with you, 53 plus some coaches, and you know, that's really all you got on the road, and hopefully that's all we'll need.
Tom, there's been obviously a lot of talk about Wes, but in terms of the challenge of mixing run and pass, it seemed like you had a really good balance week one, maybe not as much week two in the loss. How difficult, what kind of challenge is that to mix the run and the pass this early in the year?
Well, we got to be able to do both effectively. I think, you know, when you run the ball well, it sets up the pass. When you pass it, it sets up the run. And I think that if you become really one-dimensional, it's a problem for an offense because it's just too easy to defend. So in the second half last week, we were pretty much forced to throw it, you know, a lot more than we would have liked. But that's what really the situation dictated. So,
do you know what the ideal mix for you on the offense is right now at this point of the season?
I don't think there's, you know, room in the stat book for ratios. I think it's wins and losses. I think that's the only stat in the end that really matters. So whatever we need to do to win, that's what's important. It's not how many runs or how many, you know, who gets the passes or who gets the yards or, you know, it's a running back. Or it's ultimately about scoring points. And whatever we need to do to score points, I think that's what I like doing the best.
Can't be that easy with Josh, even though you guys have a great backlog of experience. It's not just like turning the key and everything's back where it was before we left. Is there an adjustment period that you guys go through where it's starting to get exactly comfortable again and trying to reestablish those connections?
Yeah, not well. You know, I think you work at it as hard as you can every day, and you know, at the end of the year, you probably evaluate, you know, where you're. Level of comfort is, but I mean, at this point, you know, Josh and I are always communicating, and you know, we're trying. I'm as a quarterback trying to do what I need to do, and he's as a coordinator doing what he needs to do. You know, when you score 18 points, and really, it's from not converting on third down and not being great in the red area. I mean, it's not that we're not moving the ball. We had quite a few yards last game and the first game. It's just a matter of taking advantage of really critical opportunities on third down in the red area to, you know, put touchdowns on the board as opposed to field goals. So that's how you score a lot of points. I mean, you can kick six field goals and that's 18 points, or, you know, six touchdowns is 42 points, so plus the extra point. But you know, I think you have to be able to, you know, score touchdowns. I think that's how you, you know, eventually, you know, really get into the flow as an offense is when you're getting the ball in the end zone.
Tom, what is it about talking about Aaron and what he brings to the team is versatility, but when he's not in there,
I'm not sure. I mean, we're going to have to see how it plays out. I don't, you know, I don't know. He missed a few games last year. You know, at Buffalo, right? We lost that game. I mean, he's a great player for us, and he provides a lot of versatility. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens with, you know, him out there, him not out there. I don't know what his, you know, situation is. But, you know, the more guys that we have healthy and the more guys we have contributing and playing a role, the better it is going to be for our team.
Tom, we saw Julian Edelman a lot last year on defense and really all over the place. What's he done to become a bigger part of the offense this year?
I mean, he's really worked hard and put himself in a position to get opportunities. So I have a lot of confidence in Julian and his abilities. He made some really key plays for us last game, you know, along with Gronk and along with Wes and along with Brandon. And it's really, you know, the skill guys that are out there that have opportunities to catch the ball and that are playing, we need to be able to make those plays. And, you know, all those guys who are out there are doing a good job of that. I thought that was the last question. Stacy lied to me. I don't know. I mean, that's what you guys talk about, and certainly not what I think about. So, you know, I got to focus on being a good quarterback and doing my job and let you guys write the stories. Thank you.